Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie Osborne, and this is the Moms Get It Done podcast. We've talked about so many parenting issues on this show, and today I want to shift a bit and tell my own story about something I've struggled with for the last 20 years. I have an anxiety disorder. It's pretty serious and has taken over my life on several occasions. For a long time, and I mean like 15 years, I tried to hide this from the world. I was terrified that someone would find out that I had anxiety and they would judge me, that they would think I couldn't handle my job or there was something wrong with me. I would go to great lengths to hide it, and it was exhausting. Now, I'm in a place that I can talk about it with pretty much anyone, like it's a normal part of conversation. It took me a long time to come to this place. I worked very hard to find what works for me to manage it, and I want to share my story, what I've learned along the way, the good and the bad, and everything in between. There's so much shame with any kind of mental issue, and I love that the world is coming to a place where we can express it and people understand it in a way that they haven't before. So here's my story. My whole life, I knew I was a bit high strung. Ask anyone, they'll tell you the same. I moved to New York when I was 19, and the pace of life there was so fast. The competition for almost everything is so fierce, and I knew I had to be the best at whatever I was doing to not only keep up, but to get ahead. I started working like a maniac at whatever would make me enough money to stay there. I worked three jobs at a time, barely slept, and was going to college. I was constantly scared that something would happen and I would lose everything I had, which wasn't much, by the way, but it really mattered to me, and I totally wanted to stay. I would wake up in a panic that I missed something, that I missed work, or I got fired. I thought all this was normal for someone trying to make it in a place like New York City. And then, after all of those jobs and all of those sleepless nights, I got a break. I got a job, one job, that would actually pay all my bills. I worked for a CEO and was responsible for almost everything in his life. I had made it. The job was stressful and I loved it. I loved being needed and important. I loved paying my bills. It was demanding and I was on call pretty much 24 hours a day, but I didn't care. Everything was great for a couple years, and I was asked to move to Florida to build the company while my then boyfriend went to business school. I got an apartment that was all mine, and I was doing well. I realized that for the first time in my life, I was completely responsible for me. Then the crash of 2008 hit. My company laid off tons of people, but I kept my job even with a lower salary. I was that important. But with this came so much stress. What if I lost my job in a place where I was by myself? I thought I could lose everything again. And again, at this time, I thought all of these thoughts were normal. The constant worry, the what ifs, my sleep started to suffer. I couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't turn off my thoughts. I started taking melatonin to help, and it did work for a while, and I was really happy about that. Fast forward a few years, and I was back in New York. I worked at a big company that everyone knew, and I felt even more important than before. All my racing thoughts were there. Then add some in with the thoughts of not succeeding and messing up this great opportunity, and I started sleeping less and less and less. I finally saw a doctor. She prescribed me Ambien and sent me on my way. I started taking it, and it was amazing at first. I could actually sleep. I loved being in control of my sleep, and I took it every single night. After a while, it stopped working, and I took more, and then more. My racing thoughts and what-ifs were taking over, and I was scared. How could a drug like Ambien just stop working? I would stay up after taking it until all hours of the night, but now I was just out of it. I'd sleep a couple hours, jump out of bed, work my butt off, and hope no one noticed that I was dazed and confused. I started making mistakes at work, and the shame around those mistakes was taking over. At one point, I could take two Ambien and stay up all night long. I was scared. I started to look for some help. I found a therapist that said I had an anxiety disorder, and I saw her every week. I even took a couple hours out of my job to do it and was flooded with shame and guilt for missing work, even though I knew I had to take care of it. At that time, I really didn't know what anxiety was. Like, she was saying anxiety, and I thought it just meant like I was worried. I didn't realize that it was a disorder that was taking over my life. I just thought I had a sleep problem. I started to take guidance from my therapist. Consistent bedtimes, exercise, limiting alcohol, the works. Anything she asked me to do, I did it. The problem was, when it was getting time to lay down, my anxiety skyrocketed. What if I can't sleep? If I don't sleep, I can't perform at my job. If I don't perform, I will lose my job, go through all my savings, my credit will be bad, and I will be homeless. Yes, those thoughts went that fast and that dark in about 5 seconds flat, and then I was completely wound up for the entire night. Around this time, I was married, and we started to talk about kids. I knew I had to stop taking sleep medication if I wanted to get pregnant. I was completely terrified. What if I couldn't sleep? What if I hurt the baby because I couldn't rest? Someone told me they tried a hypnotist. I found one and made an appointment. I went in and I left there feeling more relaxed than I had in years. That night I went home and I slept for the first time in years without medication. I thought I was completely cured. I got pregnant a few months later, and of course I was tired all the time. I slept whenever I could and was healthy and happy. And then the baby came. I was worried about everything. Is she healthy? Is she fed? Why is she crying? The neighbor's music is going to hurt her development. Racing thoughts and worry took over. My anxiety was sky high, and I was freaking out at any given moment. Everyone said that new parents were stressed and they worry. So again, I thought it was completely normal. At the doctor, they gave me questionnaires about postpartum depression. I passed them all. No one said anything about postpartum anxiety. It wasn't even a discussion, even though now I know it's a real thing and so many of us go through it, and it's undiagnosed because we're not technically depressed. My mom friends and I talk about this all the time now, but years ago, it wasn't a discussion that new moms had. All we really talked about was depression. So it was all new to me too. I stayed this way for months, and then I finally sought out more help. The therapist wanted me to take medication and stop breastfeeding. I said, no way, and I left. I was completely convinced that breastfeeding was more important than my racing thoughts. Boy, I was so wrong. I should have taken care of myself first, and I didn't. Finally, it got to be too much, and I found a doctor that convinced me to start medication. I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't even remember what it was like to feel calm. The doctor said this was probably just temporary, and a lot of people only needed medication for a few months during a difficult time and then could come off of them. I was in. I really thought this was a temporary situation. I didn't want to be on medication. It scared me that I couldn't handle this on my own and that I needed help. At this point, I felt like I didn't have a choice. I had to get back to some sort of calm, and if I wanted to handle my insanely busy life, I had to do it. The medication started working and I was feeling so much better. Again, I thought I was cured. We moved to Michigan and I got what I thought was my dream job in advertising. The workload was insane, but again, I made it in New York, so clearly I could handle it. I came off the medication to try to get pregnant again. We did, and then I lost the baby 2 days before Christmas. I had an ectopic pregnancy and I lost my fallopian tubes. I had lost one in a previous one, so now I didn't have any. I found out I'd need IVF to have another baby. I was completely devastated. My anxiety was now out of control. Sleep wasn't an option, so I just started to work harder. One day I was driving to work, and I had a panic attack. I could barely breathe, and I thought the world was falling. I had to call my boss and tell her I couldn't come to work. I never, ever didn't go to work. I went home and panicked for days. I could barely work, and I was scared to be around my daughter. I thought she would feel the anxiety, and it would hurt her. I remember being in a meeting at work, and I could barely see straight. I was panicking, sweating, and I couldn't speak. I pretty much ran out of there, and I went home. I couldn't take it anymore. At this point, I found another therapist in Michigan that specialized in anxiety disorders. I got on medication that same day and waited to feel better. Every day was better. I talked with my therapist at least 2 times per week. She started to make me understand what anxiety disorders actually are. She gave me a book and she asked me to read it. It was called From Panic to Power by Lucinda Bassett. I'm going to put the link to this book in the show notes, so definitely look for it there. This book was a giant turning point for me. For the first time ever, someone had put into words what was happening to me. I poured through it. I read the whole thing. And then I read it again, and I took notes. When I started to have a panic attack and would read it, it would always help me. Between the book, medication, and my amazing therapist, and the support in my life, I was moving away from my anxiety for the first time since I could ever remember. My therapist and I started to work on lifestyle changes to manage my anxiety. I went to bed and woke up at the same time every single night. I changed what I ate, consistent meal times, tons of water, and not drinking very much alcohol. I exercise at least 4 days a week. This was and is really, really big for me. Exercise is one of the best things to combat anxiety. Studies show that even a 10-minute walk can lower anxiety and depression symptoms for hours. This was the turning point for me. I finally had a lifestyle that could help combat my anxiety, and it was working. I finally found the formula. Every day, I would read the book, write out how I was feeling, exercise, drink tons of water, eat healthy food, and take care of myself. It was hard, I'm not going to lie. Who am I to put myself first when I have a family to take care of, when I have a job, when I have people counting on me? Let me tell you, I couldn't take care of my family without being healthy myself. It took me years to get there, but I finally did. I was in control of my anxiety for the first time in my life. I use all of these same strategies to this day. I have a therapist and a psychiatrist that I work with, and I'm actually healthy. Every day is not awesome. I do go through very anxious times, especially when I overload my schedule and I don't take time for myself. But I know what to do now. I know the formula for success, and that's huge. I know so many moms and people that struggle with this disorder. I don't think it's talked about enough. I was so ashamed of it. And to be honest, telling you about it is scary. I'm taking that fear and I'm turning it into power. I have the power to manage this disorder now. It was such a long road to get here, but every step is worth it. If you even have 1 ounce of this, you need to find your formula for success. I did, and if I did, anyone can. So here's my recipe for success. Number one, go to bed and wake up at the same time every day as much as you can. Number two, drink tons of water and fill your body with healthy food. Number three, exercise daily. Even a walk will do, but it helps so much. Number four, journal your thoughts. When I get mine out, I can let some of them go, and it's really freeing. Number five, limit alcohol. Now, this is hard for me. I love having wine with my friends, but post-drinking anxiety is real, and I really try to avoid it. Number six, medication. Not everyone needs medication, but I know I do, and my mental health is completely worth it. I'm so happy that you joined me today to talk about this. It's really been something that I've struggled with for so long. And I think that so many people try to hide this. They don't know what it is. And they really just don't know what to do. I found what works for me. And I know that if you know somebody or you are somebody that struggles with racing thoughts and not sleeping, and I mean, anxiety, there is a path to a healthy life. I'm so happy that I found mine. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know that we can do it all together.